We're on the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Shin Samach Beis, which mechitza is called the mechitza for to be able to talta, to be able to carry in the bottom of page 432, Siv Gimel. Mechitza Medes Meleha. You have a partition that's standing from its on its own, from itself. The Heinrich Leinasloshe mechitza wasn't made for the purposes of being a mechitza. Kshere, it's valid. Mechitza Shinasa B'Shabbos, the mechitza that's made on Shabbos. Kshere is also kosher. Now, when we say the Shinasa B'Shabbos B'Shaykh, if it's made on Shabbos by mistake, of the mezid that's made deliberately of mechitza lahachmer, then we only consider as a partition to be stringent. That is lachayev as a ketvin d'aparishid zayin hazarik mishas ramatech until make the one who throws from mishas ram inside of it to be liable. But not to permit to carry inside of it. When we say this lahayusha mechitza tchila, if there wasn't initially a mechitza over there. But if it was there and they removed it, and then went back and was made, the Chazal even deliberately, Chazal and Tereishna goes back to its original permissibility. For example, you have two or three that surrounded with these curtains around the Mishas Ram. And they separated between them also with now these mats. They made an erev together. They permitted to carry from one to the other. If the mats were rolled up, that's what they become forbidden. Because when they're supposed to, if they go back and then pull it back down again, it's put up, meaning it separates. For the amazing, deliberately, Chazotir and Rishna go back to its original heter. System is brewed sif cotton tezain. So the mechitza that's standing from its own. That is, it wasn't made for the purpose of mechitza. Even if they weren't relying on it from before Shabbos, ultimately it's a mechitza. Then we said mechitza was made sivkot yudzayin b'Shabbos on Shabbos. And also, even if it says the Gemara, it was not even made for the purposes of a mechitza, but if it was made, it's kasher. Now, when we say that, when it's made on Shabbos sivkot yudches b'shaygig by mistake, kind of that is shliyodesh shayim Shabbos, and he didn't know today was Shabbos. Oy. Show you shigas malacha, or you didn't realize he was doing something wrong as a malacha. Now, if Reuben told Shimon to make a mechitza, gedel and talk about to be able to carry over there, or he knew that Shimon was doing it for him, but he nichalei shetarasa and he was pleased that it was being done, gedel and talk about that he could carry here on Shabbos. Mashmal shel Rambam, something from the wording of Rambam. The shuv asal Reuben and talk about that. Then it's still forbidden for Reuben to carry over there after Shimon asa b'shagog, even though Shimon did it by mistake. The day Nechshav Kemesav of Reuben is considered as b'meizid, and that's what we said that if it was done b'meizid, then it's mechitza on to be machmer to be chayev when you're throwing from Mishas Rab inside of it. Sivkot Yotas, avaloy lahat b'chulu, but not to permit to carry inside of it, and that's Mishum Knas as a penalty because he deliberately is violating Shabbos. For us, sir, gam l'cholot mutal ta'ideiz mechitza. It's also forbidden for every person to carry through this mechitza place of Shabbos and that Shabbos. The Sharetzi Nasiyud Beis says, like in Pirkei Avot, he's not sure. If also, but the one who made the mechitza is permitted for the coming Shabbos, or for him, it's forbidden forever, like we said in Shimon Shinyat Ches. Look over there. However, according to the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, but the Pasuk Taisus, for sure, for him, it's going to be permitted on the following Shabbos, but just not on this Shabbos. Sivkat and Chaf. Now, when we say this, Shlaisa Shem Vachulu, that there wasn't originally a mechitza over there. What then simply is Keshahaisa, if it was there, Venister Kaim Shabbos, and it was demolished before Shabbos, says the Magen Ramah Taisus Shabbos. But if it was there, Vesira, and it was removed, so he's saying the Ravusanakar, he's picking it as a Chiddush. Choshkin Kashos Mamela Peshaw when it was removed by itself, and then it was subsequently made, even Mamezit, then it goes back to its original Heter.
Sivkot and Chabbez, which Machab explains, for example, you have two or three that surrounded with these mats around them in Rosh Rab. Now, the truth is, Hayachal Tzar Bapshitis, he could have. Created the case very simply. Bishach had one person. Shalom Mechitza Gemur, he had a full-fledged partition. Shal Yodah Hayamak Meshus Yochel. Through that, the area was a private domain. Besir B'Shabbos, it was removed on Shabbos. V'chazra V'asa, and then he went back and made it again. Balash Minra, he's coming to let us know. Bishnayim B'Shalosh Anoshim with two, three people. That fila Eiv should be named in his battle. That even the Eiv between them does not become nullified. U'metarmel Taltim Zelzel. Let it carry from one to the other. Because V'chazra B'Nifus Rabachamach Letzois. When the curtain, when these mats get back hung up again. So you have two or three people that they surround themselves in the weekday with these mats and they fix them in the way that the wind's not going to blow them, like we had previously said. But they say and through there it becomes a Rosh Hashayachad, and Sivkot and Chavdalid, they separated between them, but Erva Yachad, they made an Erv. The Avshah Makzalas Mafsa B'nei, because even though the mat separated between them, so given Shechil, Shtam, Zem, Zedech, Makzalas, since they could, you know, function one with the other through the mats, Dinai, and Halach is, Kili Yesh Kois LaPesach, V'chaloyin B'nei, as if there's a wall and an opening or a window between them, Shoshus B'yad, Erva Yachad, that where the Rosh says, they have the option of making an Erv between themselves. So, the lot of carry from one to the other. So if the mats between them get rolled up, it's just within that's around them. And this bottom machitzes, so now there's no more partitions anymore. Which Tasharet, you know, says that's how the interpretation is according to the Mefarshim that we mentioned before. The words of Torah Shulchan Aruch that if would stop only the mats, if it only get broken the mats between them, then they wouldn't be forbidden to carry one from the other because they made an Erev together. So we're talking about that the mats from around them got rolled up. Sivka and Chavav, so they become forbidden. Now, once it gets hung up again, Sivka and Chavav, a little bit amazed, even deliberately, it goes back to its original heter. Now, but that's the Rav HaPoskim, the opinion of most halachic authorities is the mechitza by a partition, shenasa al yada b'shabbos rishos yachad, that through it on Shabbos it becomes a private domain. Lo yamin in the chazla terishin kishnas b'mezid. We don't say it goes back to its original heter when it was done deliberately. Rak in balavoch, only if anyways that area was rishos yachad shaymukum mechitza, which was surrounded with mechitza. Vas mechitza b'emtza, and then you make a mechitza in the middle. Shal yada neschal kaduyar, and through that it separates the dwellers. Ve'ber kolachas b'fneatz, each one is dwelling in his. And each one made an independent Erev. When that Mechitza falls down, Nesrul Talta, they become forbidden to carry Nisha Oysen Zel Zeb, because now they're making it forbidden one on the other. Then, Azim Chazav Asa, then if they subsequently make those partition between them, even deliberately after Basiyasi Avar Al Esoter, even though by making it, he's violating a biblical prohibition, then it goes back to its original hat to Kishin Shabbalavach, because anyways, it was only forbidden for a different reason, because they didn't have an Erev together. And the Inabar Rakhlechalke the Urin, and this Mechid is only coming to separate the dwellers. And here also, Davka, it's specifically because Kibar Hoysa Shama Mechitza, only the Mechitza was already there. Al Shadafla just fell. Avim Loy Hoysa Shama Mechitza. But if there was no Mechitza, for Sabbath Shabbos, Mena Shabbos, Av Shirek Lechal Diyarin, even though it's only to separate the dwellers, Asir, it would still be forbidden. Which Asharatin Os Yudzayin says, it's from the Vilna Goyen on beer on the tour. They need to have specifically two things. One, that it's not being made a full fledged Mechitza. Also, that Mechitza is only to separate the dwellers. And then it's not permitted only when it was already the mechitza just fell down. Then you say that the chazal terishin. And the rest of the Torah holds like the two sheets. Lahachman, the truth is the Rashbam Irid sounds like that. Also the sheets of Tais and the Rosh themselves. Also they're not talking about only such a case that there really was a mechitza, and because it's chazal terishin, it goes back to the original heter. Siv Dalad. Svina mutl talt bakula, in a boat you let it carry throughout. I feel like yesim maybe some, even if the boat is a yacht more than basis time. So chashiv mukapis ladir, because it's considered as surrounded for residential purposes. Says Ramav, I only come on, simit shin samachvav, a siv simit shin pei base, and the end of simit shin pei base. Katinz machaber kafal lodu tachteha. If it was bent over to live underneath, like the boat, havashos yach, it's a private domain, afalau, even on top of it. But let's say it was turned over just because they wanted to tar the bottom of the boat. But then you cannot carry inside of it. El ba'arba amas, only within dalar amas. And he yisim misasayim, if it's more than the area of misasayim. Says Mishbru Sipkan Chabzayim, the Ramah had said, V'anli kaman simit shan samachvab. Mishbru said, etzid siv beiz b'hagah. Which the edition number 11 says, that there it's explained that if you have in the boat homes that belong to separate individuals, different apartments, and they eat in them, then they have to make between them an area of chatzers. The Ramah and Mishbru also write over there that if the boat is not a mechitzis, you're not allowed to carry inside of it, only within Dalat Amos, because it's a kapalus. And you measure the walls from the bottom, even if it's submerged many tvachim into the water, and it's not above outside height of 10 tvachim, because since at least inside is 10 tvachim. Now, in a way that the boat does not have mechitzis, or that's not 10 tvachim high, later on he writes in Tofhei Sivkolam and Hei, that also the thickness of the bottom of the boat that you find that's above the water, it combines to the height of 10 tvachim. Now, if the bottom of the boat is not whole, and the closed part, however, is more than the breech part, the Chazanish is not sure, and he writes that still, if the gaps between the parts of the bottom are not more than 3 tvachim, we would say the halacha love it, and you'll be allowed to carry inside of it. Discuss this also in Shemim Hesiv Katnam Dal. So if you turn over the boat, So then you could even carry af aleha even on top of it, because the min we say good asik mechitzta. We say we view as if virtually the walls are extending upward. And even if it's more than mitzvah, come kim mitzvah talshem. You also allowed to carry with it because given the matzah since beneath the boat, we're saying is mukav ladira. You had turned it upside down so that people could live over there. Chashvim consider ki lamala come kim mukav ladira as if above. It's also considered mukav ladira. But if they turn it upside down only to tar it, then you can only carry el barba amas, only within dalad amas to be zed. Because regarding this, the kafal the zavs, where they turn it upside down only to tar it, bitl mechitzas emeters dir. Then that nullifies its walls as if it has the halacha of a dwelling. But even beneath it, you can only carry only but within dalad amas. Since it's more than bases time, but kol shkein lamala v'shor above the boat will have that halacha. The halacha, the remaschel. Mechitza should ask the Shabbos. The Machaber had said, the Mechitza that's made on Shabbos is kosher, if it's made by Shagi. So it's B'Alacha, look at Tzimri Shain, Vav Sifkan Chafei, what we wrote in Mishabru, name of the Chaya Adam. Notice that the Noid Behuda doesn't sound like this. However, you could rely to be leaning on these Achreinim. However, if only the rope broke and the non-Jew could tie it through tying a bow, Matav, how good that is. That's what Machitza Shekel. Which Dishu 10 says that if a non-Jew cannot fix it only through a malacha, that's also Madeira Isa, but it's Rishon HaNidov Sefkon Chafei. You're allowed to tell him to fix it, even in such a case, because it's a mitzvah that's talking about regarding the Erev string. It's a B'malka mitzvah Rab that shouldn't come to a mikshel. However, the B'alacha writes over here, Neman Machzah Shekel, and that if it's possible to fix through just tying a bow, that it's permitted to do that on Shabbos. As put in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Zayin Zayin Zayin, so it says regarding that, Ma Toif. Some of the issues. Number 9. Shbrad said that when Mechitza falls down, you're not allowed to carry because you have, you know, the other dwellers that are making us one on the other. So in this halacha, the Shin halacha asks, Mishbrad later on in Shinai and Dal writes, regarding two chateres that are smuchazulazu near each other, and there's Mechitza between them. And each one makes it their own Eirut. That if the Mechitza falls between them and Shabbos, B'nei Chatzeres are permitted to carry the whole Shabbos, each one their own Chatzer, because Shabbos Hutra Hutra, since it was started off okay, it ends okay. And Reis Meir here already asked that question, he explains in what places in the Erev and David Zayin, look over there, so to the Ginzei Chaim asks on the words of Onagoy, that brings the Sharatzir brings to the Zayin this question. Dershu number 12, Shbrad said, since below the boat is considered mukav ladira when it's turned upside down. So we consider it as if above also it's mukav ladira. From this halacha, the Shein halacha proves that a roof that has a large area more than base is high, you're allowed to carry over there even though it's not mukav ladira, because since the mechitza of the house are mukav ladira, so they're effective also for the roof that's on top of them from the halacha of gur asik, meaning in a way that the roof does not extend beyond the walls of the house.